Scott Cook.
Thank you so much. Thank you, people. So good to be here. That's true. It's been almost a decade now that I've just been on the road constantly. And for whatever reason, this is actually my first time to play in or around Seattle. Can you believe that? I don't know. Weird. It's not you. It's me. Yeah. This is pretty good for a first gig, though, eh? What do you think? Like, aren't you supposed to have to, like, slog it out in some dive somewhere for the first couple times? I feel pretty good about this. I want to start off with a song about the road that probably some of you in this room can relate to. It's a tune I wrote on my way down to a little town called Okotoks, Alberta, where I had the privilege of being ignored for three sets of music at a special little joint called Original Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. And I'm my own booking agent, so I can't blame anybody for that happening. Well, in their defense, actually, they did something really thoughtful that evening. They had the foresight to project the hockey game on this giant screen right behind me, you know, which meant that all the audience was, like, turned facing in my direction. I thought it was mighty kind of them. It's called Carving Stone. Car lights on the highway, like pearls at night. A string of red going my way, alongside a string of white. And I'm trying to remember just how free and lucky I am. But I'm racing back and forth to nowhere, and I'm too tired to give a damn. Sometimes I feel I've been suckered by a dream of living on the roam. Turns out it's a lot like being a trucker. It's a lot of driving alone. Pull into the next town, feeling weary and strange. It seems I'm coming to resemble the very things I want to change. A room full of strangers, and I'm trying to connect, but they only want to hear what they've already heard. What did I expect? And one says you're some kind of tripper, just following the muse along. And I say it's a lot like being a stripper, a lot of trying to turn drunks on. Those of us who'll do it, we'll do it anyway. That suits those who'll use it, 'cause they don't have to pay. And they say it's about the music, not the $50. And aren't you having fun? And I say it's a lot like working blue collar, a lot of just getting her done. I'm thinking about a young girl who caught me off guard with her smile. She was following rules and songs, and she rode along a while. Like the boiling ocean, she crashed in and rolled out again. She was in love with a vague notion, not this particular man. And she says, don't sweat when things don't go well, there'll be plenty more along your way. And I say, it's a lot like living in hotels. It's nice, but you can't stay. You start out with something sacred that you want to tell someone. This mean old world might break you, or you might just take the money and run. It might be good for your karma, and yeah, rambling has its thrills. But it's more like being a farmer, struggling to pay the bills. I met a kid in a campground with a guitar and a head full of dreams. Starting on a road I've been partway down with no idea what it means. And I wanted to warn him about some stuff up ahead,
But it occurred to me, his road ain't mine. I should be telling myself instead. And he says he might starve alone, but he's hoping for some bright day. And I say it's a lot like carving stone. You just keep chipping away. It's a lot like carving stone. You just keep chipping away.
Thank you so much, people. Well, I gotta say, it really is an honor to be invited here to play and to share the stage with all these great performers, share hotel room jams later on, I hope, too. It's really great. I gotta confess, though, when I got here last night, you know, the thing that I was most excited about with this whole Far West conference was that I get to stay in the same hotel room for three nights in a row. I just moved right in, you know. This is like settling down. Feels pretty good. I got stuff in drawers over there. You should see it. It's been a long year, folks. The festival season started for me in January down in Australia. And I've actually played 16 festivals this year, not counting this one. And I'm not saying that to brag or anything. I'm just saying that to provide a little bit of context for this next song, because this is a song about the dark side of all of this. This is about a special level of hell that you two can encounter if you hang out at too many jam sessions. It's anybody's guess out in the campground. The banana man's got a new dance. By the drum circle, there's a drunk circle. They say play something we can sing, but they can't. They talk this one guy into American Pie. And then me and Bobby McGee, the poor kid. When they sang, you can check out anytime you like. We took a hint, we did. We followed the call of a doghouse bass, the promise of new songs and sounds. And we stumbled upon a cluster folk, a bunch of folk buddies just folking around. They had concertinas and auto harps singing, hey ho, blow the man down. And it won't be long till she'll be coming around the mountain. When she comes around, will the circle be unbroken? Has broken up a few. And if I hear, I'll fly away again. That's just what I might do. Somebody says, yo, play something we know. And the lonely hearts whisper, play something blue. And that guy with the djembe, just a campfire away, he wanna jam it with you. Whether you like it or not, he wanna jam it with you. Some songs just need putting out to pasture. Hang up the jersey in the rafters. They served till it hurt. They were well overworked. They earned their sweet hereafter. I wish Sally's Mustang was impounded and the wagon wheel rolled off eternally. I won't be redeemed by a redemption song. And please don't put the weight right on me. Will the circle be unbroken? Has broken up a few. And if I hear, I'll fly away again. That's just what I might do. Somebody says, yo, play something we know. And the lonely hearts whisper, play something blue. And that guy with the djembe, just a campfire away, he won't jam it with you. Yeah, man, he won't jam it with you. I realize it's a matter of perspective, but a guy's gotta draw a line somewhere.
then again I read, some scientist said, every possible universe is already there. So when that fella started singing Oasis, and up till then I hadn't took him for a fool. Rather than be ungracious, I believed in an alternate universe in which that's cool. Well, the circle be unbroken has broken up a few, and if I hear I'll fly away again, that's just what I might do. Somebody says, yo, play something at least you know, and the lonely hearts whisper, play something blue. And that guy with a djembe, just a campfire away, he wanna jam with you. Yeah, man, he wanna jam with you. Lord of mercy, he wanna jam with you. He wanna jam with you. Thank you so much. Hey, I want to dedicate this next one to Caroline and Reed. They sorted me out last night. Their room, I don't know what it's called, the Maple Lounge, of course it's called that. They got Canuck Tails up there. You ought to come and try one. They sorted me out as soon as I met a potty mouth Canadian with drinks. I was sorted. So this is by special request for Carolyn. It's a song about a change I've noticed in my life lately. I just had my 40th birthday this summer, and I gotta tell you, all of a sudden, it's like all of my friends that were waiting to have children, they are just multiplying at an alarming rate right now. Like, there's new nieces and nephews just popping up everywhere for me to meet. And those of them that still aren't quite ready, I've noticed that they've started experimenting with the gateway drug. You know what I mean? Getting a dog. We staggered arm in arm here when we were younger. Tried everything they said we shouldn't do. And we took as many trips as we took lovers. But some of those trips, a dog comes back with you. And some of those trysts turned into tricycles. And my wild and reckless friends got safe and old, wheeling little buddy homeward on the bicycle, with all the hope and joy and poop a bike seat could hold. Now the Feral Festival kidlets keep changing costumes. They run in a pack and dig holes in the ground. And they like sleeping under the table just like the dogs do. So you watch your step when there's little ones around. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing on their mind at a time. Can't keep nothing hid. Remind me we're alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. So we talk about work and what we're reading. Why the bastards keep winning, and where we'd move if they did. We talk about who went home with whom at the party last weekend. But eventually we just watch the dogs and kids. Chasing and sniffing and eating's all they're on about. They don't complicate their blues. They just moan. They don't think much about themselves. They just freak out. If they got a bone to pick with you, it's probably just a bone. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing on their mind at a time. Can't keep nothing hid. Remind me we're alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. My buddy had a run of bad luck and bad choices. If it goes bad in court, one of us has to take his pup. He's trying to learn to listen to the right voices. Hope he don't have to miss his kid growing up. We were all bulletproof daydream manifestors, but all the bluster just boils down to love. Just want to be a good uncle, be a good ancestor. Taking better care when there's someone to take care of. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing on their mind at a time. Can't keep nothing hid. Remind me we're alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids.
Thank you so much, people. Well, here's a sing-along for you. I don't have to ask you. I know you're into that. This one's for the fellas here. Well, there's a whole lot of uppity women. Still ain't satisfied with the deal. We let them ride right alongside. Now they want to take the wheel. And the fellas keep saying we got this, cause that's a way that it's always been done. Don't all the scriptures say a woman should obey? Didn't a man write every last one? We could take a little lesson from history. All the priests, generals, and kings. There's just nothing like long experience when it comes to making a mess out of things. So fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. That's your part. Now they want choice and pay equality. Wouldn't believe it how they ran rave. Back in the day, we just knock them on the head and drag them on back to the cave. And we're still flexing that privilege, though we find ways to ignore it. And ever subtler ways to say she must have been asking for it. Oh, fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. Tell you what, I thank God that she made women. Every time I'm in a crowd of guys, they might do just fine without us. Without them, we'd be Lord of the Flies. Whoever said it's bros before hoes, I could tell you that's a load of malarkey. If there's any hope for this whole show, we got to bring on the matriarchy. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. I got a guy friend who's 30 years married. He backs her up however he can. He says, happy wife, happy life. Seems to me he's a reasonable man. I got a gal friend who's tougher than me. If you cross her, there'll be hell to pay. When I hold the door, it ain't chivalry. No, I'm just getting out of her way. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. We had our turn, we had our say. Fellas, get out the way. Fellas, get out the way. Thank you so much, Ruth. I tell you, I know lots of women. Tremendous, tremendous people. Thank you to Dale and Chris for doing sound. What? Really? Oh, I thought this was the one more song time. Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, wow. Okay. Well, I'll just shut up and play you another song then. I got a new record coming out at the end of January. This is going to be the title track. Aren't some people just famous for being famous? Isn't that about all that they do? And couldn't the radio leave you feeling aimless? Just a nameless person like you. But I sure heard the words Woody Guthrie sang, even when they didn't quite rhyme. He knew the heart was the stuff, they'd be close enough further down the line. I've painted houses, mopped floors and washed dishes, taught kids, cut grass and moved gear, swung hammer, cleaned toilets and dug ditches. And I even sang songs to sell beer. But it was all for someone else's dream. Till I set out after mine. Said, take this hammer, take it to the captain, tell him I'm further down the line. I crossed the Fraser, the Columbia, the Mississippi, the Allegheny and the Ohio, St. Lawrence, Susquehanna, Chattahoochee, the Hudson and the Colorado. I saw the big rig sleeping in the starry desert, saw the snow piled around the Yukon pine. But I couldn't hang around too long in New York town without looking further down the line. Some of the joints in New Orleans ain't pretty, but the waitresses will call you hun, and a cop will stay on the white side of the city. 'Cause they paid for his hat and his gun. And there's a Gulf War vet by the overpass who says, bro, can you spare a dime? Who's he kidding? These days a dollar won't be getting you any further down the line, boys. I saw the stars and bars flying in Dixie, and doomsday prophets on Capitol Hill. I saw a fast food mall named after Walt Whitman, and Gettysburg ghosts wandering still. If our families are so broken, how do we make a family out of humankind? We still got promises to break and miles to go before we wake further down the line. I saw the homeless and the houses sitting empty. I heard the explanations of learned men. Nowadays they'll rob you with the computer. It's faster than a fountain pen. And if smarter people haven't found a gap in the armor, why do I keep trying? I still believe there's a world dying to be born further down the line, friends. Ah, Woody, I've been through all kinds of weather, been searching all the faces for a sign. As you know, love's hard to keep together. As the miles and the years unwind, and you never run out of blacktop, no, you just run out of time.
That ribbon of songs keeps on winding along ever further down the line. That ribbon of songs keeps on winding along ever further down the line.
Well, thank you again, people. Thank you, Dale and Chris, for running this out, and everybody else who's involved, and volunteers and all that. Well, thank you, Standers. I'm going to sing you one more song, and I'm going to be back at that table. I'll be happy to get CDs into your hands and all that kind of stuff. And listen, I would love to come back to the Pacific Northwest and do some touring. I got a trio. I can come with or without them. Come talk to me, all right? Let's make it happen. I'm really thinking of bringing my bicycle down here in the fall. So it's gonna require a lot of little stops along the way. Thank you again for listening. You've been such a pleasure singing songs for you. Be kind to one another. Have an amazing weekend. This guitar came from a timber, from the body of a tree, through the workshop of a luthier. Now it's on loan to me, and it's good company after dinner, and it fits my hands just fine. But someday another singer with a pair of hands like mine will coax out songs much prettier, still hiding in its strings, and sing stronger, braver words than I could ever sing. And folks are gonna love it, of this I'm almost sure. So I'll take good care of it, 'cause I'm borrowing it from her. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along. And I still love my country. Sometimes it's hard to recognize it, but I count myself lucky to have been born inside it. And I'm grateful for the rights others struggled hard to win. You can be sure I'm gonna fight when they try to take them back again. Oh, and everywhere are teachers, though some fell along the way. The words they said still reach us, just like you're teaching me here today. And you may not speak it loud, but it's clear in what you do. And I hope to make you proud, 'cause I borrowed it from you. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along. Grab up all that's left to use, putting patents on discovery, making seeds that don't reproduce. If our vision is so narrow, seeing only bought and sold, we'll end up like the pharaohs, buried with their gold. We've all pushed this thing along, we've all been guided by our fear, but the river sings a song. We've got to be quieter to hear. It's in every child's face, new and hopeful as a stem. Best be gentle with this place, 'cause we're borrowing it from them. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it,
pass it along.
Sing with me, Philip.
Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along.
Thank you, folks. Much love to you.
Thank you.